Good morning, everyone. In finance news this morning, unions and business groups are at odds over wages for the nation's lowest paid workers. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is demanding a $27 a week increase in the minimum wage, saying inequality is growing. This would boost earnings to just under $670 per week for more than 1.8 million people. Employer and business groups have slammed the union's claim, warning that companies could be forced to cut jobs and employee hours if this above inflation minimum wage increase is approved. A proposed overhaul of how commissions are calculated and paid to financial planners selling life insurance has sparked a bitter divide in the industry. The recommendation from industry groups says planners who sell life insurance should be limited to $1,200 in upfront commissions. The limit would be designed to end conflicts of interest that have tarnished the industry's reputation and savaged consumer faith. Rough calculations have shown that if proposed changes are implemented, advisers could stand to lose more than $270 million in revenue during the first year. Let's take a look at global financial markets. And a short time ago, the Dow and the S&P 500 had dropped slightly. The Nasdaq was trading almost a quarter of a percent lower. In London, the FTSE has also dropped 96 points. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $51 a barrel. Tapas crude is trading at $60 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,203 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 78 US cents, 72 euro cents and 53 pence sterling.